This room holds the mill machinery to run 5 sets of millstones from 2 water wheels, although there is now only 1 water wheel remaining. Look at the first set of machinery, which is powered by the wheel you have just seen. The large wooden frame is called the hearst frame and supports the weight of all the mill machinery, including the millstones, on the floor above. The building's job is simply to store the grain and keep the rain off, and the main milling machinery would still work without it. If you look on the wall closest to the water wheel, next to the doorway, you can see the hand wheel for controlling the sluice gate. The shaft from the water wheel runs through the wall and turns the pit wheel, so called because it is sunk into a pit in the ground. This is a beveled gear, which turns another beveled gear called a wallower, which turns the upright shaft. Further up this upright shaft, you can see the larger spur wheel, which turns the stone nuts, much smaller gears which turn the stones on the floor above via a spindle. When we are not milling, the stone nuts are disengaged from the spur wheel, so that they do not turn. We will talk more about the stones when we go upstairs. The machinery is geared up to 12.5 to 1, so that every time the wheel goes round once, the stone nuts and stones go round 12.5 times. Ideally, when it is running, the stones should be turning at least 100 revolutions per minute. The purpose of all this machinery is to grind, and you will see how this is done when you go upstairs. After the grain has been ground, it is collected and drops down the chutes coming out to the left of the hearst frame and straight into the bags. The stones can grind wheat, barley, peas, beans or maize. Many people assume that mills like this were only concerned with flour production, but whilst most English mills did produce some flour, the bulk of their production was actually animal feed. Just this side of the chute, you can see a small hand wheel controlling the tentering gear. Winding up the tentering gear pushes up the spindle supporting the upper rotating stone, and it therefore increases the gap between the stones. Altering the size of the gap between the stones determines the coarseness of the end product. The finer the end product needs to be, the narrower the gap and the more power is required. Animal feed does not need to be finely ground, so can be produced more quickly. The cord coming through the ceiling, just above and to the right of the tentering gear wheel, is known as the crook string. It allows the miller to alter the rate at which the grain enters the stones. This rate of flow is very important. If grain is going in too slowly, the stones will run dry, which could lead to a fire. If the grain is going in too quickly, the whole system could jam up. Now let's move to the second set of mill machinery.